The Macular Degeneration Foundation presents The Magnifier, issue number 102, January through March 2016. Guide Me. Prevent Blindness, the nation's oldest volunteer eye health and safety organization, has launched a new resource. Guide Me, designed for those who have been diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The intent of Guide Me is to simulate, not replace, a post-diagnosis consultation with a doctor or therapist. Guide Me works by asking a few questions about the user and the user's AMD diagnosis. It then uses the answers to create a customized guide with helpful information, tips, resources, and suggested steps to take to be proactive about protecting vision. The guide is compatible with a smartphone, tablet, laptop, or PC. The customized guide can be viewed online or downloaded and printed. If there are diagnosis changes or updates, users can return at any time and change their answers to create a new customized guide. GuideMe was designed and developed by patient advocate and low vision educator Dan Roberts. Roberts created and maintains the new Prevent Blindness online resource, Living Well with Low Vision. To create and download GuideMe, go to guideme.preventblindness.org. Text-to-speech has come a long way. Machines that can look at typed words on a page and convert those words into text are called text-to-speech or optical character recognition, OCR, machines or computers. OCRs have been around since the 1950s, but only recently have become practical and affordable for all. When was this technology developed? The concept of having a machine read printed text has been around for a long time. However, it did not become practical until the advent of the computer. In 1951, a young Department of Defense engineer named David Shepard developed a scanning device in his home that he nicknamed Gizmo. This device could read 23 letters of the alphabet, interpret Morse code, and read typed text aloud, letter by letter. While crude by today's standards, it nevertheless captured the imagination of scientists and businessmen alike with its potential as a practical business tool in the data entry field. Gizmo garnered quite a bit of publicity and consequently spurred on the further development of OCR technology. The Kurzweil breakthrough. In the mid-1970s, Raymond Kurzweil, a young scientist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, was working on pattern recognition when a chance conversation with a fellow airline passenger who was blind inspired Kurzweil to work on what he was soon calling his reading machine. This was no easy task, Kurzweil had set for himself. There were many problems with both recognition and speech. Columns, font variants such as italics, punctuation, and other deviations from standard text caused problems. When these problems were overcome, the Kurzweil reading machine went into production. The first models were slow, prone to error, and expensive. The first Kurzweil readers, available in the 1980s, cost $30,000. Kurzweil continued to improve his product and by the year 2000 had produced the Kurzweil 1000, which was much smaller, more efficient, and cost about $1,000. In the early 2000s, as digital cameras and handheld computing devices became more powerful and popular, Kurzweil envisioned a new opportunity. In collaboration with the National Federation of the Blind, he began work on an OCR reader that would work on the iPhone. In 2013, the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader was introduced as the KNFB app for the iPhone at a cost of $99. Other OCR apps are now available for almost all smartphones and tablets, some even less expensive than the KNFB reader. Who benefits from OCR readers? Only a few short years ago, a blind or severely visually impaired person handed a page of ordinary text had no way of knowing what the content was. Today, they can simply use their desktop or smartphone OCR reader and hear it read within a few seconds. From our readers. First letter. I wanted to reach out to you about a podcast that's an online radio show that launched in November that may be of interest to people involved with your organization whose lives have been impacted by vision loss. The host of the podcast is Dr. Sean Maloney, a former vision scientist who is also legally blind. In each episode of the show, Dr. Maloney discusses topics related to vision loss with invited guests. Topics include scientific research, clinical trials, accessible sports, adaptive aids, and much more. Please share this information at your convenience. And we're happy to do so. The link is asiseitpodcast.com. Repeating, www.asiseitpodcast.com. From another subscriber, I have AMD in one eye and poor vision in the other. My ophthalmologist told me that a new prescription in my glasses would not benefit my vision at this time. I wanted to buy a new TV. I ended up purchasing a 60-inch LED LCD smart TV at Costco with a 5-year extended warranty for only $800. It has greatly helped me to enjoy television and movies. In addition, we purchased wireless earphones. Now I don't disturb others, and they have a special feature that helps to clarify the sound when I watch older movies or programs with actors that speak with an accent. Also, since I can't afford cable, we bought a Roku, R-O-K-U, device that offers a wide variety of programming. I hope this information is of benefit to others that read your newsletter. Gene Therapy Vision Study. Patients with vision-related disorders are considered ideal candidates for gene therapy because the product can be injected directly into the eye. Wills Eye Hospital has announced that it has treated the first rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E, trial patient in the United States enrolled in an FDA-approved gene therapy vision research study. The product called GS010 by GenSight Biologics can be injected right into the eye and, in a sense, rewire or lower the patient's risk of getting the disease. The patient has Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy, LHON, a rare genetic eye disease passed on by the mother and affecting 35 patients, that is 35,000 patients worldwide. That completes the Magnifier, issue 102.